I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Sunday protest led by a few Iranian shopkeepers in Tehran has spread to major cities across the nation this week. For the store owners, the breaking point came when Iran's rial collapsed to 1.42 million to the dollar. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says,
the current demonstrations are the biggest that we have seen since 2022.
It's led by regular working class people who are struggling to live.
When we look at that situation, we have to remember, this isn't people being melodramatic about their situation. This is about millions of people who cannot afford to eat every day.
The Iranian regime's response has been surprisingly tame. It's used tear gas instead of bullets against protesters so far. As the crisis unfolds, pray for gospel hope to reach Iranians and consider partnering with Transform Iran to send tangible aid. And Lamentations 3 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Farms International had to wait for God's direction after a recent discovery trip to Honduras. Executive Director Scott Clifton says his team was on hold after meeting local farmers. A week later, he learned about a program called Farming God's Way.
I was able to attend a workshop and realize very quickly that this is the thing that could help many people in Honduras.
The training pairs God's principles for living with business and agricultural practice.
It's a simple method. It's repeatable. You know, you don't need to buy all these outside tools and equipment or specialized anything. It's working with what people already have.
Pray for wisdom as Farms prepares to introduce this method to Christian farmers in Honduras.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.